Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died March 7th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center. Stephen Tony, Steve Martinick, 70, of Spring Hill, Tennessee, died unexpectedly March 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2:30 to 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, consider making a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Stephen Tony, Steve Martinick, 70, of Spring Hill, Tennessee. Philip Schwabe, 87, of Rural Muscadet, died Monday at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque, Iowa, after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to be held in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Memorials may be directed to Preserving Pulaski Church. Philip Schwabe, 87, of Rural Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylee and Logan Jones had a daughter, Marin Marie. And Paige and Chris Koontz had a son, Wyatt James.